So, hi guys, welcome back to Tay Time Podcast, and we got two very special guests with us today. So on my left, we got the one and only FF Man. If you know the story behind FF Man, that was his PlayStation name back in the day.
Yeah, way back when.
I didn't even know that.
Did you know? No, that was his thing. I think, what was Shrew's one back then as well? It was like
Moon 5950.
Yeah. And then on my right, we got the lovely Nicoletta. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. No I worries. Love being here. No thanks nice. For having us.
Thanks for having no problem. Us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, so before we kick off, guys, how's your week? How's that been?
It was good. Yeah. You know, Ramadan ongoing, lots of cooking and all that stuff.
I've been seeing the cooking you've been doing, man. Shit. Yeah.
You know, that's really been good.
Really nice.
For me, it's been pretty chill. Honestly, just been playing. Oh, watch The Three Body Problem on Netflix.
It's good.
How many episodes are you in? Are you done?
Six.
Yeah, I'm on episode I finished it.
Yeah, wait, it's good.
You finished it without her.
No, let me tell you. I'm glad you brought this
Stop,
up.
Stop.
I'm glad.
How dare he? Like, let me see. When I get in a relationship and my girl finishes the show before me, I'm not watching the show with her again. Full stop.
No, like, I'm so
how is
happy.
How's he doing that? How's he doing that?
Listen to this. Do you want to know the worst part, right? Before he went to Paris, right, I saw it the day I dropped him. Mm. I was like, Farouk, let's watch this when you come back. Sent him a snap of it. He just forgot about it. Two nights ago, he's like, oh, I finished Three Body Problem by myself. I was up till 6 a.m. I was like, no, you didn't. No, you
Gasp.
Did not.
Gasp.
Hora.
How dare
I
you?
I was so mad. I was so mad.
I'd be mad as
no
well.
Way. There's no way you did that without me.
Yeah, well, I. Okay, so.
There's no excuse. Just like, apologize. There's nothing.
I did apologize. I said sorry. Yeah. I said sorry.
Yeah, but, you didn't.
Okay, I'm sorry. on national.
On national TV.
I'm sorry. But no, essentially what happened with the situation was. My lovely friend from America gave me a book from that author, and I then heard about the Three Body Problem, the books. And I was like, oh, I'd love to read these books, actually, since I actually enjoyed the other book. It's like a collection of stories from the universe. And then I was like, oh, when I saw that, I was like, oh, let me watch the show, and then I'll start proceeding reading the books. And I was like, up, like, because I slept from like 8 to like 10, so I couldn't go to bed at like 12. So I was like, you know what, let me just stay up and just watch.
Sounds
and
like
just,
excuses to me.
Oh, that's what I said.
Like, I don't know why he's rambling on. Like, Jesus, oh, I got the book. Who cares?
Yeah, like, first of all, you didn't even think, oh, Nicoletta would like to watch this with me.
Shaming on you.
It is a shame on me. I'm sorry, guys. Mm-hmm. I should have done better.
Yeah.
I should have done better.
You should have.
I really should have.
Anyways, how have you been?
You know, I've been, you know, chilling, schooling. Like last time I was here, I had a beard. I don't have a beard this time.
Mm-hmm. Different look.
Different vibe.
Big change up.
Very big.
Are you still Wale Bear now?
I actually don't know. Guys,
that's a big question.
It really is.
Does the name still stand?
Yeah. Are you Wale Bear because you had a beard? Or are you... What was it?
Do you have a beard because you're Wale Bear?
Exactly. Yeah. That's the food for talk. I don't know, honestly. I'm just out here anyways, you know, the vibes.
You know, but no, honestly, you seem like you had a nice weekend yourself.
Oh, man, I had a fantastic weekend. I got a tattoo, you know.
Yeah, your first one.
I swear. You know, the funny thing is, this year, I've been doing a lot of things that, like, I just wouldn't think I'd be doing.
Okay.
Like, the shaving off the beard was one. Getting the tattoo was another one. Obviously, there's another thing I can't say on camera because I cannot just say it on camera.
Camera.
And then, like, even planning solo trips myself now as well, like, it's different.
You know,
it's like giving, like, midlife crisis or something.
Is it? Yeah, maybe it's because I'm alone, eh? Maybe I'm just like, oh, I can do it my own anyways. Like, I'm looking for other people. No, I don't know. I don't know.
Honestly. No, I like it. I think in this life, experience things.
Yeah.
You know?
Honestly, you need to.
Yeah, I'm done waiting for other people. Like, I just...
That's the biggest thing. Especially when it comes to like planning holidays and having to wait for everybody to kind of like agree on something is just long. So you're better off just being like, screw that. Let me just go do it. You know, solo trips is one thing I really want to do.
You're not allowed.
No, I've encouraged him to.
Oh, really?
I'm like, go do it.
Because
it's
something I've always wanted to do.
Dream. Go do it.
Like, even before she was in my life, when I was
I met
young,
you at 15. Sure. What kind Jesus. Of dreams did you have?
I had dreams to go on trips on myself.
She said, I met you at 15. Where were you going? You had no dreams.
Did you have a passport?
You're funny. No, but at 14, 13, I was like, man, you know, I'd love to go on these. You know, because deeper when, you know, we were younger, you'd see all those YouTubers do all those solo trips. That was the first age of travel vloggers.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, no, you know, it's a pretty special time. Can you imagine? He's the first person that we've had on the show, but also the first person we've had in this new set, in this new house,
recording
the podcast. Yeah. Day one.
Welcome back to my podcast. Because
it might as well be at this stage.
Honest
you know?
To God.
This time is different.
Okay.
Because this time we have some stories.
You know, I love a bit of story time.
He loves story time, so he's been wanting to do story times.
Let's go.
You know?
Yeah, so is everyone ready?
He's been waiting. We're ready.
So the first story was actually sent from a follower. So, you know, take it easy, guys, okay?
Yeah.
Be respectful.
I'm respectful. I don't know about him.
Okay, all right. So, am I the asshole for getting upset that my friend booked a vacation on the same dates and on the same cruise ship as my anniversary trip? My husband and I have finally booked our dream cruise trip to celebrate our wedding anniversary. Our cruise is in 1 week. We are so excited and had everything planned since a month ago. My husband is in the military, so the cruise was going to be a great time to connect one-to-one and have quality time since he was deployed overseas recently. Everybody at work knew he was going on this cruise, but 1 week before the trip, my husband's coworker informed us that his wife and him are also going on the same cruise. I got really upset. My husband and I go out a lot with them, usually to drink and party, and I definitely don't want to see them or talk to them on the cruise. I wanted my anniversary to be an opportunity to connect with my husband and not to party with friends. I find the whole situation very strange.
You always have to start us off here to guess. Come on. What are your thoughts?
In all fairness, at first hearing this, it sounds like it might be coincidence. It might be. So, like, there's a lot of questions behind it now. It's like, did the wife know that the other couple are going on this cruise as well? Or was it just coincidence at the same time?
I feel like it's not.
Really?
Well, the thing is, even if it wasn't coincidence, does it matter?
Yes. That's what I'm saying as well. No, well, it doesn't really matter because
you are on a boat in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, but like
with the same people.
Well, come on.
You don't have to be. Massive. Yeah, they're
That's
massive.
Not what
you don't have to.
That's not what I said.
No. I said they're massive. I just don't like them because I don't like resorts. Okay.
Yeah, they're massive, but I at the same time I think that like because of how big it is, if you don't want to see them, you won't see them.
Yeah. But the thing is, don't you think that's just going to make the relationship like a little bitter?
Why though?
Like, oh, we're on this together. Let's meet up.
And no, like, I'd be like, I came here with my wife. We just wanted to have a nice relaxing week. I'm not really trying to do that.
Yeah.
You know, we just wanted to have time to ourselves.
I will make you not relax.
No, it's like we just want to have time together. We don't really want
Focus. you could say that. Like,
yeah, like and if you take offense to that, that's your
the
problem.
It's a little hostile.
It's not hostile. I don't think so.
No,
it's my anniversary. If I want to spend, I'll spend it however way I want to spend it.
You know, it's like it's not your really problem.
Hostile. Yeah, like.
But so, if you happen to see each other in the same pool or whatever, do you ignore them?
No, you say hi, and then you just go and do your own thing. Like, it's not. You don't have to.
I'd be like, just give me my space there. Please, thank you very much.
Not even giving my space. Before going on the trip, I'm just going to be like, oh, by the way, I know that we're always usually doing stuff together, but my wife and I want to spend some intimate time together alone, so I might not probably see you guys as much or something. Just make them aware that this is the reason why you're going on this trip and show how important it is.
So, you know, and if they have a problem with it, it's like, hey,
if they have a problem with it, then that's just bad vibes.
Yeah, calm down, buddy.
Yeah, it's like the same vibe as like one of your friends tagging along for your honeymoon or something, and it's like, what?
Yeah, me as a professional third wheel, I can understand, but it's not that deep. Like,
it's really
they'll have their time to themselves, and I like you would think that like a friend would respect that as well. So
yeah, no, for real.
If so you can, warning, like you just need a little.
Yeah, give them a heads up for sure.
Yeah,
like I would give them a heads up. Like I wouldn't just be like see them on the cruise. And
yeah,
then,
and then like, ignore. I'll say it. Like
yeah, I'd say
it makes more sense.
It makes more sense to say it. Like, you know.
Okay.
So they know what to expect.
Okay, fair enough. So then she's not in the wrong for wanting time away.
Yeah, she's not in the wrong.
Yeah. I think she, I don't know why she's assuming the worst. That's why she's in the wrong for. Why is she assuming the worst?
Don't read too deep into it.
Yeah, she's like, I can't believe they're coming to the theme cruise with us.
Yeah. Don't worry. You'll be all right. You have your man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Relax.
Speaking of cruises, win or bin?
Cruises. Oh, no. I'd love to do it, though.
Yeah.
You know,
so you don't know your friend that well?
No, I said you wouldn't like to do a cruise, not because of the cruise, but because of the fact that it's like a boat on open water.
Like, I hear it. but the thing is, with me lately, I've just been wanting to just try everything.
Like, yeah. Like, so I do know him. Thank you very much.
Like, the open thing, like, now I'm learning how to, like, properly, like, swim. Mm. So I'd love to swim outside in the open waters as well. And then being on a cruise ship as well, because it's going to, like, it just depends on how long it's for. If it's a week and, like, you go to, like, different parts in Europe or something like that, mm-hmm. calm. But probably. It's not going to be a month now. I'm in the sea, like,
oh, my, I'm not doing that, like. That's just tiring.
You can't even afford that.
Too. No, yeah. You know, there are those long-ass cruises.
Exactly, and I'm not even trying to do all
okay,
that.
Okay, maybe if I'm, like,
maybe I'm when I'm retired 60. Or something. Yeah.
I have nothing else to do in my life.
Exactly. Okay. And the sea just decides to do funny business. I'm like, I've lived my life. You can't do that.
Okay, get me.
You know?
Fair enough. All right. Let's move on to the next story. This was not from a person sending it, so you can...
Nice, juicy Reddit story.
You can be more savage. Okay, so my best friend, now boyfriend, chose me over his ex-girlfriend, and I can see that he is regretting it. My boyfriend was with his ex for about 4 years. Mm. They had a pretty nice and stable relationship. My boyfriend asked me for advice on choosing an engagement ring, so they were that far along in the relationship.
What happened?
I was always in love with him, but I never told him before.
The best friend.
Mm.
That's why you feel women best friends, eh?
After accompanying him to see several rings, I broke down and told him that I love him and that it hurts me to have to do this type of thing, knowing that he was with his ex-girlfriend. He started acting distant towards me, and then I found out that he broke up with his ex-girlfriend. And a few weeks later, he started dating me. I was happy, but after a few months, he started to look quite unhappy and down. I've also seen that he checks his ex-girlfriend's social media frequently. A few nights ago, I found him crying in our room and found out it's because his ex-girlfriend is dating someone else. How do I fix this? It hurts me so much to see him like this, and I didn't understand that he chose me just because of our friendship, but I'm still in love with him.
Hold on, okay.
Whiplash.
So this Jesus. Girl is best friends with this guy.
Right.
Uh-huh. He has a girl that he's getting engaged to.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Picking rings.
And so she's helping him pick rings for that girl.
Yes. Mm.
Then tells him, you know what? I can't do this anymore because I actually love you. Then he breaks up with that girl, cancels engagement, and closes out with you. And then he's like, you know what? I actually really love that girl. Why am I with you?
I want to know why they broke up, though. Is it because they were getting too close and he got scared? And then he just went off with the best friend because he just felt, oh.
Like, it was a nice way to escape his cold feet.
Yeah.
But what if, okay, since this has been his friend, what if he's always had a little bit of
spite? I think he probably did.
And he wanted to be like, oh my God, maybe this is the right time. Maybe this is going to be better.
It's a sign.
And then he went and he was like, this is actually shit.
Yeah,
it's depressing.
I think it was bad for the female best friend to drop something like that
during
knowing that, like, he's now deciding to move on and find a potential wife. To now bring up that it's almost a bit selfish
during the picking rings. It's essentially the equivalent of, like, oh,
it's basically like on the altar,
they're like, oh, this is speak your
that's
mind.
Basically, it,
if like, you stand up, I'll give you a dirty slap right now. No one better ever stand up during my.
I think it's selfish, one, and two, when it comes to, like, that whole relationship of best friends and things like that, there's a fine line that you don't want to be crossing. And if you knew your best friend in a relationship, you had feelings for him, and you waited 4 years to say it, keep waiting.
Just
hold it. Like, it's not when I'm now ready to now propose, do you now say that, oh, you have feelings for me and blah, 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 man. What's, like, that's
crazy.
Like, love is supposed to be selfless.
Yeah.
If anything. So you just have to hold that, like, and charge
it. Hold that,
like,
L, charge it to the game. Yeah, like, just not, love them from afar.
Yeah.
It's not worth it, like.
Especially if you're, like, a good friend.
As well, like, yeah. It's a bit weird.
Have their best interest at
heart. Best interest at heart.
Because, like, I get, like, because it's very selfish. Because she's like, I'm better for you.
Yeah, like,
I want you. But then, You know, the funniest thing is if she now goes and gives out to him for wanting that other girl, it's just so ironic.
Yeah, it's a bit like, it's just like...
It's a bit mad
the
still.
The irony of it, like...
You know? It's like, how dare you want her?
Yeah.
Did you not pop into my life the same way?
Yeah.
Like, nah, that's crazy.
I guess...
I think she just needs to let it go.
Yeah.
She needs to let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Let him go be with her. But she's not taking him back.
He's just going to be depressed. Yeah, no.
That woman should not take him back.
Yeah, she shouldn't take him back, but they shouldn't also be together.
Yeah. She should not take him back for her own self.
I think even doing that just crosses the boundaries as well. Now it's just like, I don't even know if you guys can even be friends. That's what I'm thinking, like, anyways.
No, I cannot. I cannot be friends with you after that.
Because after that, now, what? The next relationship, are you now going to be like, oh, I love you still?
How do you even explain to your next partner
that,
oh, by the way, I left my partner before last to be with my best friend. That's still in my life.
But don't worry, we're just friends.
Forget that one.
You, both of you can leave right now.
Honestly, like, it's just where she just needs to let it go. He needs to let it go and just take his L.
I guess the grass wasn't greener.
Yeah.
The grass definitely was not greener.
Because I wonder why they broke up, though. That's the main...
Man was crying. Man was crying in his room.
Why did they break up, though? He hardly broke up with her
just because
the best friend says that she's alone.
That's all it took.
No, like, if that's all it took, then they should both fuck off. Like, simple as. That's like, a bit weird.
Okay.
No, definitely. That's mad.
Yeah.
So if you're at your wedding and then someone actually stands up and is like, I object, because we were talking about that earlier.
I'll pick up my shoe and I'll stone them.
Really?
Shut the fuck up. Why? Really? Why? Why is it my wedding? Why is it my wedding that you want to turn into a Nollywood film or something? Like, why is it my wedding that you want to do that for?
Why be?
What is it, your best friend or something?
Same thing. I'll stone them with my shoe. Because what's your business like? Unless, like, my soon-to-be wife is cheating on me or something. Oh, raise your hand up.
Like they caught, like, let's say, like, I caught your girl.
Yeah, like, or something like that.
On that day.
But, like,
why would I wait, though?
Yeah, I wouldn't want you to wait till I'm on the altar to be saying all of that.
Yeah, I would
say
I'd be like, hey, well, it's shit. I just saw
or you can say it to me after as well, because if it's my wedding, I've already spent money here. Look, let me just get my money's worth, because I'm not going to get a refund. So, like, I can do a chargeback on my card. Hey, I need a refund because these people didn't give me what I actually wanted for. Like, I didn't get the right service, so give me back my money. It's not possible. So let me just run through it before doing all that hand raising.
Are you sure? Should I take that advice? Should I let you go through the whole thing and then tell you, or should I tell you before?
Tell me before, man. Because I could also be diabolical and tell me before, and then I'd be plotting my revenge. I remember watching this TikTok here where this guy planned, like, his revenge.
Oh yeah, you said it to me.
Yeah,
basically
the guy and his wife were together for ages. The wife started, like, getting distance, and because of, like, the way the relationship dynamic was, he now decided, you know what, let her pursue her career.
Mm-hmm.
Let her try and get better.
Because
she was having an affair. So now the gag is, the guy now realized that, like, hey, I can actually get, like, if I was to divorce her now, she's going to take everything. Because he had way more money than her.
Mm-hmm.
So he now took a pay cut from his work so that he can now be staying in the house more and taking care of the kids more for, like, a good, like, 3 to 5 years or something like that. And then his wife was now progressing in her career. She's now getting, like, the money. She's getting the raise, salary, everything. And while that, he was still also paying for, like, her college fees and stuff. So by the time that she finished, got the promotion and everything, she was now earning big money. And then he was now earning less. But in that time frame, he'd already spent time with the kids. The woman wasn't spending as much time, blah, 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 blah. Then, you know, the guy planned it well.
This is so, like, long-term.
He took the money. He took the kids.
He took the money. He took the kids, everything. And then the wife is now trying to come back again. And, like, that is a sweet revenge. But obviously, revenge isn't good. But that was a good one.
Could you do a long-term revenge on someone?
I feel like I'll crack.
Nah.
I feel like after the first week, I'll crack.
I'm too quick. I'm too weak. Yeah. I'll crack straight away.
Yeah.
No, actually, this is good to get your input on. Because I think... I don't know if you saw it. Remember the last episode we were talking about? Was that on Patreon? It was about essentially like a...
Was it at the wedding?
Yeah, the wedding that she found her husband sleeping with her.
At the wedding.
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom sleeping with her best friend. Her husband, her soon-to-be husband, was sleeping with her best friend.
That's mad.
In the bathroom. Yep. So
that's insane.
How would you react in that scenario?
What yeah, a lucky that's guy. A good think one.
Literally either me or Dami or any of the boys, any of those boys sleeping with, your my wife.
Yeah. I know one that would try it though, but let's not talk about that one. But nah, that's how'd crazy.
Like, do you call like, would you beat me up? Do you run away? Do you...
Would you fight me?
Nah, I don't no, even think don't, I would. I'll just look at that and just be like, it is what it is. Like, I just have to, like, what can I do? Kill you guys after that? It's still going to be there. Like,
but
and then
you
I'll
stay
go to jail.
At the wedding?
No, I'm okay, done. I'm gone. You're leaving. Okay, yeah.
Okay. Would you make a public announcement to let them
people no. know?
I'm doing that.
No, I'd rather save myself the embarrassment that people are going to find later on. I don't have to be there when you guys
but
find this out.
Do you not think that they're left sharing the story then? Like, as in, the people left behind are going to be like, oh, they just left because they misunderstood a situation or something.
What is there to misunderstand?
I don't know.
Huh?
They can put it some way, somehow.
I don't think you can twist words.
I don't,
like
there's no way.
When they ask, why did the husband, the potential groom
yeah,
leave?
Like
what are you going to say? Oh, he wanted to leave me.
But okay, listen, you could also be like, oh, he wasn't feeling well or whatever bullshit, right? Cause then you don't get to tell everyone who was there what actually happened. So I feel like I would need
I kind of get what you're saying.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I'm definitely taking evidence though. There's no. I feel like that's the yeah. Quan 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 quan. But that's literally it. Like
smile for the camera.
Honestly, like at the end of the day, like as much as it's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
It's just like, what else are you gonna like? What's the point of reacting?
Nah,
it's already done. Like,
yeah, but I have to react. I
but what would you do though?
Like, I
would
have. You,
no,
just
like
to make myself feel better.
But are you gonna feel better after that though?
Oh no, but at least
exactly,
the
like,
might.
I in my brain, nah. I just feel like the punches will help.
No,
somewhat.
I don't think it'll help.
Nah, and then obviously let everyone know, bam, hey, this person just did this to me. Thank you very much. They betrayed me.
I feel like it's just gonna be long reacting.
No,
you're a lot more mature than us. So
you're very mature.
No. Like,
I respect that.
Don't get it twisted. I'm still like I'm saying this now, but I'm still probably gonna do something crazy. Like I'm not even trying to do some public speaking or shit. Like I will probably burn a car, but like I'm not going to react in that moment. I'm gonna take my time. Let it marinate.
Let it
sink in. And then you never know. They might be sleeping one day in the car and I see the both cars. I'll burn it to both. You get me? Like, there's no point doing the madness there and there. Because allegedly, who did it? How do you know it's me? They won't know.
Nobody's going to know.
Future people, watch yourself.
Honestly, like, that's crazy though.
Allegedly, it's crazy. Can you imagine your best? Like... Your best friend.
Okay, on to the next story. And this was posted in r/askmen. So you guys are men, so okay.
Are we?
I'm a man.
How do you handle when your girlfriend / wife brings up that there was a better guy in the past? I've had this happen to me a couple of times. During my younger years, my girlfriend pulled this on me, and I was too much of a pussy to really say anything. I just bit my lip and tried my best to not act insecure. Over a year ago, a close girlfriend mentioned about a guy that was better than me while we were driving. I ended up pulling over the car, and I told her to get out. If the other guy was better than me, then he can pick her up. She started freaking out, saying that she's my girlfriend and she should be able to share anything with me. I told her that I'm not going to be disrespected by her. I don't know if I handled the situation well. I feel like it went better the second time around. Not sure what's the best way to handle these situations without looking like a pussy. What do you guys do in your
like
relationships?
A like a pussy.
That second one.
Okay,
was,
so what? Like the girl is always comparing him?
That's leave. Twice. Double homicide. Can you imagine?
Because the fact that he's like, it's always happened to me.
Yeah, like, and I say this to say, like, if somebody is comparing you to somebody else, leave. Because you're never going to be good enough for that person
that's
at the
true,
end of the
yeah.
day. Because if they're always going to find something to compare you with somebody else, it's just like, they were never really satisfied with you to begin with.
In the first place, that's fair. Because, like, why would you compare if you were
yeah. like if
satisfied?
It's, if it's something that's always happening to him as well. I want to understand what are they comparing you to? Like, what, like, What's the comparison?
What's the aspect?
Yeah, exactly. Like, why?
What if it's like, I don't know, like, I'm driving with a new partner, right? I'm like, oh, my ex used to drive better than you or some.
The hell does that
like
mean?
That, you know?
Okay, I don't think like walk. In if you're in a new relationship or a new whatever it is, comparing to the past, there's no point. Like,
what, forget about
we,
it.
But past. Not go to the past. Like, there's no. Because, like, obviously, there's always going to be better. There's always going to be someone that's better than you, XYZ. There's always going to be someone that's faster, smarter, whatever. But there's no, like, there's no point. If you're going to start comparing the person that you're currently with somebody that you used to be with, then it's just like, why are you with them in the first place? Just go back to the person that you're comparing yourself to.
Like, it makes no
but
sense.
But do you guys think that, I feel like it's quite hard and it, like, to not compare, even if it's in your head.
It is, yeah. You yeah, know? You see, you can think about it, but you don't need to let it affect you.
Right.
As well. Like, we're always going to compare. Mm. Like, nobody's ever going to be 100% satisfied. But to now let that now impact somebody else and now making them feel, like, less because of what you've had before is kind of insane. Like, then you're now causing somebody to have insecurities and things like that that they never even had before. It's kind of tapped, like...
This guy definitely has insecurities. Bro, two girls?
No, I think he probably...
Yeah. Two girls?
I feel bad for the guy.
Nah, two girls.
That's actually wild. Can
Why you does imagine? This always happen
Not
to
Not one,
me?
But twice.
Yeah, the fact that he's saying that it's always happening to him, I feel bad, bro. Sorry.
So, do you think that his reaction in the moment, like when he told to get out of the car was...
Oh, that was tapped, man. Why would you do that?
Like, oh, so you agree that it's fine and you don't?
So, it depends on the location. Oh. I'm telling her to get out.
This is why, No, I knew Farouk would say depending on the location. I understand that, but like, just ride it out, man. Just ride it out to get to the house. Just ride it
he
out.
He would kill if, whoever said that.
Assuming.
Because you might regret it as well. Like, you never know what could happen.
Like, once again, as I said, depending on the location, I'm telling you, like, let's say we're like in, like, we went on a date or something, you know, and like, where I'm driving to your house.
Yeah.
Your house is like maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes away, drive.
I actually genuinely, you know, and it's in town. I don't think you're give a fuck.
And it's like, in town. No, no, no.
Yeah, I don't think you
care where you are. He doesn't care. He's going to do it. He's just going to leave.
It's like an hour walk. Get out of this car.
I'm just like, get out.
Like,
if it's a highway, I can't tell her to get out.
That
doesn't make
That's
sense.
The, only...
the moment we get off that highway, you're getting out of the car. If it's like
<There's> both, you find your way.
If it's like a random road, you know, like in the woods, okay, no. But the moment you get to civilization, I don't care how far away. Get out of my car.
I'm trying to see if like I've ever had a moment where I just want to get someone out of the car.
No, you like. It's so disrespectful.
Oh, no,
I can't.
There was one incident that I had there. Sure. That a girl was like, you know, she was just saying, oh, drop me off here. I don't care. I was in my head, in that moment.
I'd be like, okay, get out.
I hear you. Fruit but one, in that moment, I just like, fuck me, man. Because now if I do drop you off here, it's not, I don't care. So I was just like, look, I'll just drop you to where you're going, man. It's not that
So
deep.
You just, did you say anything back?
Or no, I didn't say anything. I just dropped her off.
Nah, he's a better man than me.
The difference between the two is crazy.
But it's,
like,
it's
if
not
I
really,
give her a
though.
Attitude, she's like, get out right now. Open. Stopping the car right now. Get out.
But remember, we said that Farouk is not, he's, what's it called? He's very logical when it comes to things. He doesn't think with, like, a lot of emotions. So is it like?
What emotions?
I on the other hand, I can think emotionally as well as logically.
You know, so. But it's just, they're disrespecting me. Get out of my car.
Nah. I hear it though. I hear it.
Like, no, you can't be like, you can't like be like, oh, this guy is better than me. And then like, you know, yapping. And I'm like, okay, go to the guy. You know what? Walk to the guy.
Let me drop you outside his apartment. How about that?
Let's see if he takes.
Nah,
you.
Dropping him to his apartment is a bit mad.
You probably
no way.
No, I'll be like, call him to pick you up.
Yeah. What would it take for you to kick someone out of your car, though? How much can you like take?
Obviously, not physical violence.
I have to be very, very. I have to be very, 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 very mad. Like, you have to have pissed me off so much that like. I don't care where we are. I'm just dropping you here. Like, just go. Like,
call it back.
Nah, man. I remember there's this one situation. Like, this girl was telling me to drop her off here. I dropped her off. And then I was just like, oh,
because I just know how she was. Like, I was like, I'm gonna cry. I drove around in circle. I just came back. I was like, look, let's just go. Like, yeah, I was just like, why am I dropping you off here? Like, and then you're not waiting to get called. Like, it doesn't make any sense, man. You're just sometimes like, you just have to. Like, it took me a while. When I was younger, yeah, obviously more rash. Like, the me now and the me back then, like, let's say, like, 2018, 2019 is completely different.
Yeah.
Like, I would have probably had the same mindset. I was just like, oh, man, fuck off then. Like, but now I feel like I've just had so much experiences that, like, it's kind of shaped who I am now as a person. And I don't think I just, like, out of anger, just drop somebody off there, like, there and then. There's no point.
Do you give lessons?
Give lessons to to people.
To men who need it.
There's no need. Wale and I have known what each other. I think this year marks 20 years.
Yeah,
guys, that's so crazy. You guys have like, had a long.
There's nothing. There's nothing he needs to teach.
You're in safe hands. Don't worry. He's not going anywhere. He's already invested. And you know he doesn't like bad investments. So you're grand.
You know, this is the guy I've invested most time into, and you're the woman I've invested most time into.
How are you guys celebrating, actually?
There's nothing to
really celebrate. You should do something, like...
See, the trip that we said that we should go on, we should do that.
We're waiting for him.
I won't lie, I'm already booking it. I think end of this month, I'm just going to book it and just go myself.
Which makes
sense. I actually want to do it myself. You know?
I'm just waiting on a few things first.
You're not doing this by yourself.
Yeah, both of you can go enjoy yourselves.
Huh? I'll be here. I want to go.
Sleeping.
I'm joking.
I'm going to go. Hopefully.
You should.
Knock on wood. I just need to sort out a few things and then we can see what happens. But that's so funny. Because, you know, I was thinking, you know, since you guys, like, when we were talking about the tats, I was like, but there's nothing about Tam Nakli that could...
Town Akli.
Yeah, way back when, you know. That's crazy. But you know, it was, I can't even think of the reason we started even talking. Well, we're neighbors, obviously.
Yeah, and we're both black. I think it was Sharif.
But we were hanging out before Sharif.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think.
Because remember, we used to play football, just you and I.
Yeah.
And then Sharif came a little while after that.
Yeah, about but I genuinely think it was because of Sharif. Like, I genuinely think it was because of Sharif.
Where is he now?
He's probably
brought you guys together and you guys forgot about him.
You know, he was with Sharif. One thing I actually always kind of regret, was like, I feel like certain friends need certain people in their life. Like, Farouk had Sharif, but Farouk wasn't sturdy enough to, like, handle Sharif.
Yeah.
Like, Sharif was just more wild.
Because I
felt like if I was there, like, Sharif would still, like...
You would have calmed down a lot.
Lot more because I was more like, I like to have fun, but like,
there's limits to it.
But like, Sharif is still Sharif anyway, so there's nothing you can do.
He's much better
about
now, so he's calm still.
Yeah.
I remember I just seen him one time on Snap. He was in America. I was like, what's this guy doing there? Doesn't he have college? Like,
cooking in the middle of the floor.
Yeah, like, it's so random. Like,
oh, God.
All right, guys, on to the next story. So, my husband is never jealous and I'm growing resentful. I've been married to my husband for 12 years. We have 3 kids and he proposed 6 months after he met me. He is indeed very practical and rational. He's also very caring, kind and supportive. Just a really wonderful partner, except for one thing. He doesn't get jealous at all. By that, I mean if someone flirts with me, he will just chuckle and move on, sometimes leaving me to deal with them alone. When his friend's father spent the entire night of his son's wedding hitting on me, he just said, what a loser, and moved on. I even had an ex write a poem and post it and tagged me. Still, he said, wow, cool. And when I said, how come you're not jealous? He would say, why would I? I trust you. Last week, I reached my boiling point. A month ago, there was some workers transferred to our department among my ex. We broke up amicably. He moved to a different country and we kept a very shallow contact. When I went home and I immediately told my husband and he said, cool, and then started talking about something else. I snapped. Not my proudest moment, but I said, are you serious? I just told you I'm working with my ex and I stayed with for years and you don't care. He said, what do you want me to say? I know you and I know you're extremely loyal. I know you'll never cross any boundaries. I completely trust you, so why would I be jealous? Now I know I'll never cross any boundaries. We never had that issue in our relationship. I'm crazy about my husband. I'm just hurt, and he has been more affectionate than usual, but hasn't refer to that argument again. How do I navigate these feelings?
Can I say one thing? Because this is me, right?
I was literally thinking that. Before you say anything, because I knew that was coming. But the thing is, there's two things. Yeah, there's two things. One, he cares he's not showing it. And two, she's just looking for an argument. She's just looking for a reason for you to react to things that you don't need to react to.
Do you reckon?
And that's 100%. That's what I was about to say. 100%. I feel like women just want problems.
Like the guy loves you, shows affection.
Trusts you.
But because he's now not getting jealous. Like,
but like what's at all, the, ever? Oh. Like,
but the thing is, like, why should he?
Like, jealousy, there's nothing good. There's nothing good comes out of jealousy.
Yeah.
Jealousy nothing. Is from a lack of trust, whether literally. Within yourself or with the other person.
And so he met you in 6 months. He was able to know that this is the person mm-hmm. I want to spend my life with.
Mm-hmm.
And he trusts you enough with that. So now, because I'm not getting jealous, you now want to have an issue. That's crazy.
It makes no sense. Like,
that is not logical whatsoever.
I don't know. I think, I don't know. I don't like it. I think being too lax is just like, well, you
but don't it's not lax. It's like,
but it's not lax,
though. If like, your partner has given you every single reason to never doubt them. You,
yeah. Like,
that's the ultimate respect they can show you. Yeah. Because it's like, why would I get jealous? Because I know I trust you without a doubt.
Like,
you
know? That is 100%. I think...
Like, it's insane. Because people don't have that. People think it's normal because so many relationships are toxic.
Yeah.
And they don't trust each other. Whereas in reality, what we should have is no jealousy.
Word.
But I don't know. I think there's... Like,
we may want problems.
Yeah, I think we need to get a woman's perspective on this.
Yeah, because
if I trust someone 100%, and they never give me a reason to like doubt or judge or like think otherwise about something, I'm happy.
That's like, fair. Like, I don't know. I feel like okay. There's been situations right where like I feel like Farouk is just being overly friendly with some people and they've led them on the other person to think that something else is going on, which led them to overstep boundaries, try to kiss him and whatever. And he's like, oh, that was never meant to be.
When did that happen? Whoa.
And I'm like,
hey, yo.
So I think for me in my position, I'm like, this is like really messed up, you know? And I get it. I'm great. You don't have to be jealous about me because I'm like really perfect, outstanding. But it's just like, I don't know, like not caring at all. It's like, you don't care if anyone's hitting on me. Like,
okay.
But your situation is different from my situation.
Okay, no, wait, pause. Wait. I want to, there's a lot to unpack here. Are you saying that like you're jealous when it comes to certain things?
Yeah.
Based on how he acts or how they act towards him?
How he acts, because I feel like he's oblivious.
To
what's happening.
But there's nothing wrong with being oblivious because like there even me too, I'm very similar as well.
Mm.
If somebody's hitting on me, if you're not telling me I'm hitting on you, I'm not going to assume that you're hitting
you
on
know?
Me.
Like who am I?
You get me. So I think you should at the same time because
you need to
remember that he's not gonna cross any boundary anyways. You need to be able to trust that. Because look, at the end of the day, you are the fiance. he's not going to. If you trust him enough to be
what can
that,
I say?
Yeah.
What can I say?
You need to be able to trust that. Like, okay, one, I know that he's not going to be crossing any boundaries. Two, he is actually oblivious to when certain things are happening.
But I think
because
that in
remember,
the moment,
you need to know that he lacks emotional. He needs to understand that something is actually going on
but
when he
the
doesn't.
The thing is, like. I feel like I shouldn't have to just accept him being oblivious because now people are like clowning me, making me like a clown. Like,
okay,
oh, your boyfriend is just allowing this, then like,
okay, you see, there
flirting back.
No. Okay, wait. Okay, no, wait. Pause. Now we come to the third aspect. Yeah, if you notice certain things, are you voicing the exact certain things in a logical manner, or you're just coming from a place of emotions? It's like, oh no, they did this and did this. Where's the facts? Where's the proof?
Where, I've tried to do both. It just nothing works.
Are you sure now that the facts that you're bringing up is concrete enough for him to now?
Yeah,
think?
He's told me the facts. I'm like, that's why, because you just let them overstep. And
but okay, okay, give me an example of overstepping.
Listen.
Wait.
Oh my God,
leading them on.
Wait, this be is careful of the tea. This is national.
Okay. Give me one example.
Okay.
Give me
one Please example. Please make
it tame. He's sitting down at this like bar with this place, this girl, right? That he's talking to, and they're bonding because she's from the country I'm from. She also has the same name I have. And I don't know.
Yeah, like, I was like, oh, bonding, my girl is like
they were bonding so well that she tried to like kiss him. And he's like, oh, like what? And I'm like, this is just an example to me of how I've seen you lead people on.
Wait. I'm going to actually have to argue this now. He was talking just general, saying that, oh, my girlfriend has this name. Like, you can even see the way you're saying it, yeah? I can see how he would say it with a bit of excitement about it. but the thing is, no. I think that's how he would have said it. Because if he had the mind to do otherwise or lead somebody on, he's not going with the intention that, oh, this girl has the same girl name as my wife. And then I'm going to be like, oh, my wife has the same name as you.
No,
I am not going to say that.
I envision this as like Farouk drive-through voice, like trying to be all like,
No. I don't think that's how.
No, it was excitement.
There was excitement. I feel like you should have known that as well, though, because at the end of the day, one, he didn't have to tell you if you.
But I didn't think I wasn't mad about the situation.
Yeah.
I didn't even give out. I didn't say anything out because he was scared to even tell me, and I was like, no, you don't have to be scared. I'm not mad. It was just
scary.
It was just an example of like. This is how what I mean when I say sometimes you're a little too flirty that they're like taking as something else.
Okay.
I didn't even give out. I didn't even say anything.
I think I almost understand, but you need to also remember that like in that example that he gave, yeah, he didn't have to say, oh, I have a girlfriend that's named Nicolae.
He could be like, oh, I know a girl from Romania.
Yeah, like he didn't have to say any of that.
Yeah.
And the fact that he did, obviously, automatically, he's already set the tone. She read it wrong, not from his perspective. Mm. He's just being himself. You know what I mean?
But I think, like,
you can't now say that he's being too friendly.
I don't think a girl's just going to make a move if there's absolutely nothing.
Man, are you for real?
Girls are crazy.
Girls are wild.
Girls are wild.
I don't know if you, like, they are ravenous. Like, one person DM'd me, yeah. Like, she don't know me from anywhere. And this is the way she moved. She's basically shooting her shot.
Yeah.
She said, what did she say? She said, let me go see, because it's in my general. She goes, I posted something about like Dami in India saying that, like, oh, the favorite third wheel.
Mm.
She DM'd me saying, oh, out here trying to be your missing wheel, to be honest.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
Wild.
Like, it's not even subtle at all. She's like live and direct.
Live and direct.
Shooting her shot.
Straight from the source.
So don't think that girls don't. There's other ones.
She's like, oh, if another Romanian girl likes him, he must be worth it.
Yeah, like, I think you need to. No, girls are out here trying to. Girls are out here trying to, like.
But I think don't allow them to get that close. Like,
but obviously, clearly, I tried my best. If he said no as well, so.
Yeah, it's like, hey,
that's
yo.
What he told me.
Hey, I'm pretty sure. Like,
it was
I have confidence that.
If it was, I wouldn't have told you.
Yeah, I swear.
It's kept into my grave.
He's the type of person to do that. To I swear.
And he always says that.
No, he is. If there's something that happened, yeah, and he doesn't want you, he'll have to take it to the grave. He's not going to tell you.
Grave.
Like.
Yeah. So
no
then
point.
I'm like, okay, so how many things are you hiding then?
Oh, yeah.
Well, once again, grave.
Stop. Don't make it seem like there's a thing.
I know.
That's what I said.
No.
Like, anyways, back onto the jealousy point. I think it's just like, obviously, I feel like, I don't know, women kind of like when they're a little more possessive and there's like a certain level that you want
to. But you can be possessive without being like, for example, sometimes we'll go out and I'll see guys in and I just laugh because, you know, like, I just know why it's just funny because I know why it wants. But then there are certain guys that like move aggressive, like to her, and I'm instantly like, yo, hold up, you know? Yeah. And it's not even jealousy. It's like, yo, like, stay away from my girl. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
But like the guys who go in and start talking to her and like, oh yeah, like, I'm just laughing.
you need to, there's healthy jealousy. Like, so having girls move to him and see that, know that your man has still got it. Like, you know what I mean?
No. I always tell him that I'm like, I like that that's happening and I like even if I'm there and
imagine
I see
no one
it,
wanted your passport.
No, yeah, 100%. Insane. I'm there and I'm seeing it and I'm like, this is like, I'm fine with this. Like, I'm laughing too, you know? But like, obviously there's situations when I've seen you be overly friendly.
I feel like the Kalela laughing. She's like, I will kill you when I get home.
Maybe.
I think it's just trying to like, again, remember the people, they're like, the trust is there. Like, the guy just trusts you.
Yeah. So, I trust you. Yes, you should. I'm amazing. Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
Exactly. I trust you. So you've given me no reason to not trust you.
I also think you should give him that benefit of a doubt as well. The same one that he has in you as well, so.
You know, I go to sleep like this.
Exactly.
You know? I think that's just you, like, not really.
No, honestly, if I was with a Tartina.
Exactly.
Would you actually? I don't know. I can't envision you be.
No, I can't envision it. It's just like some girl that I'm just like.
You don't trust.
I don't trust.
Man, there's so many. There's this. Oh, let me know if
it's like you're trying. You're like she goes. Oh yeah, I'll text you, and then no text. You. I'm like, oh, she's just having fun. The other one, I'm like, she's having fun.
No.
You've been stressed in these kind of situations.
I've actually been in those situations before, and. Like, that's how I knew it wasn't healthy because I didn't actually trust the person.
Mm.
And like, when you don't actually trust someone, you just start thinking scenarios. But the fact that like the scenarios are true, that's even the worst thing. So having a relationship where like you can trust and know that somebody's actually not doing anything,
right?
Please take that over anything.
Absolutely,
like 100%. Peace is so much better. I feel like people just like this. Oh, yeah, he's jealous. Oh, I see that he's actually jealous. No, go and seek help, man. You need help. It's not healthy.
It's like. Not healthy. No.
That's fair.
It's not healthy at all.
So trust Farouk, yeah? Please, thank you.
I know, I trust him.
I mean, I trust him with money, like. So
thank you.
You should trust him.
And that tells you everything.
That tells you everything. I'm not fooling.
Okay, let's see. On to the next story. So, am I the asshole? My ex-husband is insisting I change my last name back to my maiden name because his new fiance feels it will be awkward for her and I have the same last name. So am I in the wrong for refusing to change it? I'm not even going to read the story. Let's just debate that.
So she wants him to change ex's last name because she's like, I don't want her to share the last name as me because there's only one wife in this
one
house.
One of me. Yeah, basically.
Guys, do people understand how annoying it is to legally change your name?
Bro.
Imagine doing it one
so
time.
So long.
Like,
imagine, like,
a
that's,
second
that's
time.
The first thing I thought of as well. I was like, isn't that such a long process?
All these documents.
Too, yeah. Like,
every single document has to be changed.
Literally.
Your bank accounts. Yeah. Everything.
Like, if my wife decided to now say that, oh, she doesn't want my last name.
Mm.
I'm not going to be like, if you want it, you want. If you don't, that's your own.
You know?
Like, I'd like you to have it.
Right.
But like, if you don't want to, or you want to do a double barrel, fine, all well and good. But now this situation is now like, he's now remarried. And then the new wife is angry about, like, some people just want to be angry for no reason.
For no reason.
Bro, but if you...
That's okay. Like getting my... Like, there's... I dated a girl with the same name as my sister. That's like my sister now getting angry that the person that has the name has the same name as her.
It's like, can you tell your wife to change her name?
Yeah, like, it's not that deep, man. Honestly.
If you, like, say you're married to someone and they, like, did you really dirty or whatever, like, would you care if they're carrying your last name?
Oh, that is a good question.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Essentially, like... My best friend sleeping with
him. That's a bad situation.
You know, they can have the name, but they don't have to be alive. Think about that.
No, that would actually piss me off. Just knowing that this motherfucker is out there carrying out my name.
Yeah, I think that's a good example. I think that changes.
Then I want them to change the name.
I don't know, like, but then how would you make someone change their name?
You can't. You cannot force them.
I know the way women are. They'll be so petty. They're not changing.
They'll keep it.
They'll have it in their Instagram
they'll
bio.
They'll get married again and they'll still keep it.
Nah, that's insane. They'll be like, oh, your last name just suits mine. Then they're like,
I told Farouk I'm keeping it. Even if we get divorced, like, I'm...
Because she likes
I like her name. I'm keeping it.
Damn.
It's mine to keep.
Like, I hear it like, look, you guys both legally signed the document. Yours is mine. Yours, mine is yours.
Yeah, you know. It's like, okay, keep the money. I'm taking your name.
What's that? thing in the prenup, yeah. Could you now say that, like, oh, if we divorce, you can't have my last name?
Could you actually add that in?
You probably could. It's a prenup.
It's a legal thing. Don't get any ideas. I'm taking your name.
But that's the thing.
Yeah,
so
you could be like,
if you want to in the future, no, then just do that.
Yeah, you could do a clause. It's like, yeah, unless you change my name, you can't get any of my money.
Yeah, you could do that.
Horror.
It's interesting.
Horror.
Would you get a prenup?
Please, yes. As your financial, not financial advisor, please.
I think I would. Mm. But the thing is, I would also think the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with isn't somebody that would want to take my money away from me.
Mm. Yeah. But regardless, it's just good financial, because the legal document that the government gives you, shit. It's shit. It's too broad. It's too open.
Yeah.
You need, and the thing is, the point of a prenup is that you both agree on what you want. Whether it's like, okay, you don't take half my money, but anything we've worked together on
together,
we split.
Yeah.
Anything you had before you came, you keep.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Because the thing is, you should work like a prenup. People think of a prenup as like, I'm battling here to make sure I do, yeah, and then you're battling over there, and then we get married. No, it should be, both of us are set to say, oh, I like this. Oh, do you like this? Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's how it should be. Yeah. Not facing each other.
In an ideal world.
In an ideal world.
Yeah, obviously. So with that example being said, yeah, I think I would do it.
Kids, okay, if you cannot have a prenup with someone and you have to fight, that's not the person for you.
That is true.
Yeah.
If you're fighting about money or things about possessions and things like that, go away.
No.
No, I'm all for it, I think.
But if you're a rich millionaire before I met you... Don't sign that prenup, baby. I'm all yours. Give me your money.
Baby, I love you. I love you.
But you know, like, actually, if you don't sign a prenup, right, and you get divorced, it's like half.
Well,
but is that like...
It's whatever legalities end up happening.
It's there, like, yeah.
So it wouldn't be like what's in your bank account. It's like what's in our joint bank account.
No. It's what's in your bank account.
As well.
Yeah, buddy.
Mm. That makes no sense.
No, listen.
Why is
you
that?
See?
But that's a lot of things with the marriage, can you don't make
it
sense?
Does, like, because the government never thought it through. They just leave it open-ended and they don't want, they're like, if they really care, they'll write a prenup.
That's why divorces are so long.
You know? Like, because from a government point of view, it makes sense. They're like, we have some bullshit like draft. Mm. And if you really care, you will go and do it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But the problem is people don't. They don't. And let me not lie. As Wole said, let's assume you were a multimillionaire, I would have never put the idea of prenup in your head.
100%.
I would make sure we never, because I know.
Prenup what? Baby.
You don't love me?
You don't love me.
Because I'm there for the money.
You're so sly.
I'm there for the money.
Oh, this reminds me about that footballer who had everything in his mom's name.
She got
nothing.
Yes. Like, can you see how crazy that is? Like,
you know? And she tried. Are you
imagining?
She tried.
That's crazy.
She tried. No. That shows.
But I do try. Like, footballer, lots of money.
You don't know who to trust in this world. He thought he loved her. He thought she loved him. No,
crazy.
The money was in the end.
Psych. Okay, fair enough. On to the last story / question / whatever. I know none of us have kids, but still, would you let your 17-year-old daughter's boyfriend spend the night? We told our daughter it was not allowed, and she snuck him in, and we discovered it like 5 minutes later and drove him home. She threw a major fit and doesn't understand why it's not allowed. I explained that these are our house rules and we do not view it as appropriate. Are we wrong?
Yes and no. So
yes and no.
There's two things.
Okay.
Like, if your daughter is comfortable enough to come to you and say, oh, can I have my boyfriend over?
Mm.
Okay. That's one part. Then the next part is compromising with your daughter. He can't stay over beyond 10 o'clock and or 9 o'clock and it's supervised.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys are, you can't be in the room together. Be in the open and stuff like that. Rather than, because you already said no and she's going to now be sneaky and doing all that stuff. So whether you like it or not, she's going to be doing that anyways. Mm-hmm. But if she's comfortable in... her parents knowing that, oh, this is my boyfriend. Oh, I'd like him to come to the house sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Allow that, but also set boundaries between, or like just set like presence of how you want things to work. That is much better than now still having her sneak in into the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's it called? The strict parents breed what? Sneaky children.
Sneaky kids. Like that. I took advantage of that boundary that my parents set in place. I was like, yeah, he can stay over. And then I still snuck him in. So at the end of the day.
Yeah, they're going to do whatever they like. So it's better to at least get them
give
as
them
open.
Give them some leeway.
You need to give them some leeway. I personally, I would just be like, yeah, it's calm. You can see over or whatever.
What?
Listen.
Let him finish.
Let me land. Let me land.
So what?
What? Let me land. Nicolette is like, our kids ain't having no.
Your daughter.
This is why the kids will love me.
I'm telling you.
No, he's gonna come running to me and be like, tell our daughter she can't do that.
Oh, absolutely.
Sorry, I didn't say it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm gonna say yes, but I'll go to you and be like, bad cop. But no, honestly, but in reality, I think I would, just because like I know if you tell kids not to do something, they're gonna do it.
Yeah,
still.
They're gonna
so
do
I'm gonna be like, yo, I have make sure have one. Well, I'm like, have him over, but be smart, please. Yeah. You know I'm here. We're here in the house. You know, if you guys need anything, come to us. Bloody, bloody, blah.
Yeah,
like, God, ew. No. Those
not,
ones,
not that far.
Those ones, yeah. I'm like, don't do anything.
Yeah.
I was like, just always imagine I'm constantly in the room watching you. So don't do anything stupid.
But I assume there's like age limits, right?
Oh, but she said 17.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, all right, come on, you know, be smart about it. You can have them over, watch a movie, do whatever you want. You know, we can even hang around with the guy, you know, maybe
a family,
you know, exactly, you know, kind of something.
Get to
you
know the guy as well.
And just be smart about it. And that's all I ask for, you know, because I know what it's like, obviously, like if you be telling kids, no, they're just going to do it anyway.
Just going to do it anyway.
Yeah, and just try to sneak whatever.
Taking
so it's
me,
like,
for example,
it's like whatever. You know,
I went to go and do whatever the hell they told me not to do.
But I just, it was a bad influence.
I'm actually a great influence. I think out of all your friends, I'm actually the good influence. And I'm the single one.
You know,
I'm actually
no,
the good
even
influence.
Forget about now. You know the funniest thing? No, what I meant like when we were younger.
Oh, no, when we were younger, I think I was a bit.
Actually, you know, funny enough, we were talking about this. And we look about it, like, funny enough, like.
Henry was a bad influence.
Henry was a bad influence. Definitely, yeah, when we look back, you know, when we look back on it, a lot of the like street, if you're those guys, when you left, because I didn't, because you know, you were like the only person I hanged around with mostly.
Yeah.
And then when you left, there was a hole in my heart.
I feel like a lot of things changed when I left.
A lot of things changed when he left. Because like, then I was then stuck with the boys, and then that was way more wild.
Yeah. like
chaos ensued.
Yeah. But then I was just off doing my own thing. While I like when I got into like first year of college, first 3 years of college, I was wild. I don't even know,
you know
what came over me.
It's why he always says that he thanks God that I didn't go.
I always do, man. Like even Henry, like I was so happy that none of them had to like be around me when I was doing all my things. Like I was just wild. Like, and I just felt like that would definitely rub off on you guys.
Oh, man. Absolutely. But like, sure, like, for the longest time when Willie was there, I was like, always looking up to Willie and acting like, trying to act like him the whole time, you know? So, like, obviously, if I went to college, you know, I would have ended up trying to be like him, too.
Nah, yeah. like...
We wouldn't be here right now.
We would not be here right now.
Definitely wouldn't be here right now. I'll tell you that.
Without a doubt.
I'm 100% on that. Like, this wouldn't be happening right now.
But I think you could have still ended very badly in a different sense.
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
If
I felt like
if
Cork was perfect for you, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. Because Sharif and Ibi weren't there.
One thing, yeah. Because I know that, like, if I ended up... If I went to Cork as well, I would have done what's it called, software, and I would have stuck with programming, but I didn't because I was just lazy and having fun.
You know, like being by myself up there with, especially because you have to remember, there was like no black people in Cork.
Yeah. Oh no, there was.
No, as in UCC computer science.
I was in
the Western Gateway building. I was the only black person.
You know, like when I was doing computer science in Carlo, I wanted to drop out of my, like, after the first 2 months because all the black people were in, like, pharma and medical. I was like, oh. Looking back at it, I was like, thank God, because I work from home. Imagine having to go into the office every day.
Excuse that.
Nah.
No way. So,
you stuck it through.
So yeah, no. So I wasn't even able to even have that much fun because I was just surrounded by only people, and I didn't enjoy. Yeah. Like, it, for me, it was not fun.
Us growing up, like, we're, like... even all the drugs and all that shit, like, we just never...
It was just not fun.
It was just never...
It was never a thing.
That's good, like, though, because no, that could have been slippery slope.
It could have been.
Oh, absolutely.
I think, like, depending on the people that you surrounded yourself with, because I feel like when you were in Cork, you weren't really, like, surrounded with them.
I don't know. There was he kind of was.
It was, yeah, but then you need to remember your, the parents you have at home. Anyways, like, because me, as bad as I wasn't doing anything bad enough that, like, if my parents found out, I'm dead.
Yeah, you know exactly. What
I
mean?
Like, you know, I was having my fun, but, like, my fun was just, what, like,
was going limited. Out.
Partying.
Girls, like, that was literally just it.
Standard.
Like,
not, like, not the lads doing coke off the
women. You had that around
Oh, in Cork.
And funny enough, the influence, the one influence you took with you, like, was bad in so many ways. And, like, constantly telling you to leave me.
Who was the influence?
We can say his name. He knows. We talked to Pula.
No, but Pula is an outlier in this. Like, Pula is on the other side of the spectrum. Because at the end of the day, Pula is still... As much as, like, Pula is wild, he still had his head straight.
Yeah.
Because, like, he still works. He still, like, does his thing and just has the phone on the side. Yeah, the wild phone.
You know?
So, me personally, I don't think that's bad. As long as you still have your head on straight.
Yeah.
You can still do whatever you want.
Yeah, no, but it was funny just because, like, in college, like, what is it? Like, Pula... Because I didn't want to go party because, one... Just bare on both people. Two,
you were 16.
Every time I went out, besides that,
yeah,
I couldn't go. But every time I went out,
yeah, you were young.
Nicoletta was fighting me.
As I should.
Fight, like, I spent half the night just
texting.
We were teenagers. I don't know texting, what the expectations were. Like,
and so, like, I just going, like, you know, whatever.
When I went to college, I kind of had a girlfriend, and, like, the minute I got into college, the texting just, I was just too busy. Like, I, looking back at it now, I was completely wrong for that. Like, I didn't even try to reassure anything. No, I was just going out having fun.
It's cold turkey.
Yeah, it was pretty bad from my side.
Nah, I don't know why. You know, I don't.
Show you power through.
You know, I don't know why I powered through.
Yeah,
you know,
when I look, good that you did, though.
No, it is. You know, when I look back, I don't know what willpower young Farouk had.
Yeah.
Because not only was I powering through this girl annoying me, I also had to power through everyone around me being like, bro, just leave her. You're in college, man. There's always... But I was like, nah. I was like, nah.
You know what I heard the other day as well? It was actually Henry telling me this. No. That, you know, the person that you were, like, before, you know, now going as a...
You just found out.
Yeah. When I heard it, I was like, gasp. I was like, hey, yo, that is wild. Because, like, in my head, I was like, if Rook was in this girl's life, she definitely wouldn't be doing this.
No,
like,
without a doubt. No.
Do you know what I mean?
No. Yeah.
I feel like people actually changed, like, other who people. You are, like, yeah, for real. Because, like, that, when I heard that, I was like, huh?
Like, yeah, but that thing wasn't even proper. We were children. Like, that was like...
I mean, we were 14.
Well, yeah, like, you know...
Yeah, but like...
It was... It's
but mad. I've impacted you positively, okay? Besides but you the know, negative.
Yeah, but you know... let me get back to this.
I'm not done.
In our apartment, because we were living with Saoirse, I remember. And Saoirse would have...
Who's going to drop name?
And Saoirse...
Yeah. Name dropper?
There's bare Saoirse's in Ireland.
Yes, sir.
And she's not watching this podcast.
You don't know.
We were living with Saoirse, right? And then so Saoirse always had girls over in the apartment too. And you know, I even told her the story about all the girls that were trying to move to me, and I was still fighting this girl.
Fair play. Fair play.
Guys, someone give me a medal.
No, you actually do deserve a medal. Because I know for a fact that was never going to be me anyways. I'm telling you that for free.
I wouldn't deal with it either.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, that's the matter. If the roles were reversed, Nicola would never do it.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
What, am I crazy?
Yeah, you need to give him props.
The willpower.
Yeah, now he's talking to another girl about you and you're getting annoyed.
Omo, tell him.
No.
But listen, I saved you from being in jail. That is true.
Oh, what were you doing?
Yeah, period.
I fight too much. That's my problem.
He's hot-headed. Really?
Yeah, hot-headed. Hot-headedness.
Why are you so hot-headed, though?
I don't know. I really don't know. Like, I don't know. Like,
you know, like, I think I told you guys a story last time I was here when there was this guy, like, in the train. He was just, like, hoodie, black guy, just trying to do madness, gang. And then there was this Russian guy that was next to him. Fuck me, man. That guy took fear in my heart. Yeah. Like, I looked at his knuckles and I was like, oh my God, this guy fights, man. This guy fights.
When you see the...
Yeah. And then I was just looking at this guy. I'm just like, oh man, I'm not going to protect you because I'm black, bro. Like, you're on your own. You're causing this fight. Like, just being hot-headed for no reason. Just like, sit down and chill out, man.
That could have been him.
Yeah.
No, like, see, I'm hot-headed.
I think Fink would be hot-headed if he drunk, if he drinks as well, you know.
Depends on the mood he's in beforehand.
Yeah.
No, but the thing is, like, I'm reactionary though. I'm never like.
No, sometimes, like, for me to be like that, I have to be drunk off my tits.
I don't know.
And then something has to trigger it.
And that something.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. For me, something always triggers it. It's never like I never go out seeking fights. It's they come to me. As in, like, it's as in, like, if someone,
I just feel like after you get to a certain age, man, all that is just so.
I'm a lot better now. Remember, so I think the last time I was.
Oh, was that incident that happened in?
No, actually, it wasn't.
There's a long one.
Oh my God, Nafrik, you need to work on that.
I have. Zurich was the last time.
Zurich, that's recent. That was last year, like. No, whoa.
Yeah, when we were all in Zurich.
That's recent.
And man. I put like.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. When Nicola was, we're in the club, all of us. That was a while. That, like, once again, it's reactionary, but that's not recent. That's like.
No, man. So, like, all that, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just, like, a happy-go-lucky person.
You're very
like,
chill, calm, collected.
You're definitely a pacifist.
No, but, like, before, and I stress this again, like, when I was younger, like, 2019, 2018, like, I was more reactionary as well. But I just feel like there's so many things that happen.
But what, like, do you think, like, was there anything specific that had a huge impact on that change or...
Oh man, there's so many things that's happened. Like, I remember there's even for fights, there was one time in Carlo where somebody punched someone and then the guy hit the floor.
The guy was
in the coma for about a week. And the other guy went to jail just for one random altercation with somebody you're never going to see again. That's things like that always just leave a mark in my head. And just like, you could just kill somebody. And then you're going to jail over one stupid argument. Rather than just go home and go and play Fortnite or play chess on your way. Like, that's what I would do. You know?
Nah, for real. That's not like that. Any time I've ever been in a fight and someone dropped, my heart in that moment.
Exactly. Like, there's like, literally no point.
And then it's like, breathes again. It wasn't even like, thank God.
Run.
Like, it's... And that's just even fighting, for example, that has actually changed my perspective. Even like relationships or communication with people. Sometimes like there's certain things that's just no point. If somebody's just gonna be you're never gonna see eye to eye.
Yeah, just chatting your ear off.
Just leave.
Did it.
But it's also good as well to like. There's so many things, man. I feel like I've gone through a few experiences.
You'd want to be.
Yeah, like, and that's all the process of, you know, like,
constantly growing.
Well. Man, there was this one person. Oh my God. The patience that I took with this person is crazy. Because normally, like, if it was like the old me, man, I'll kick you out of my house. I don't actually care. Like,
you're really like, Juan taught me love.
Yeah, like,
not me, but
honestly, like, that's literally how life is. People teach you different
things. People teach you different
and
things.
Then you learn.
Nah, but here's the growth, guys.
Yeah.
And moving better. I hope you guys enjoyed. Like, always great having this guy on.
No. Thank I'm the coming. Voice of reasoning sometimes.
Yeah. He actually is.
Wisdom. But don't get it twisted, though. I actually move a bit tapped if I want to.
Yeah, don't get it twisted.
Depends if I'm bored.
Thank you for coming. Hope you guys enjoyed. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, share, all that good stuff.
Subscribe to Patreon.
Subscribe to me as well.
Yeah, you know, you guys know where he's at. Follow him on all his social medias.
Yeah,
I'll link it inside the bio.
Yeah.
Of YouTube, so you guys can follow.
Sign up to my Patreon as well. So where you want, if you want to make money, you know what I mean.
Yeah. This guy, class act.
Telling you, cryptocurrency, the way forward.
Best financial, not financial advisor.
Yeah, don't follow my advice. Make it out the ganja, the hood.
Yeah, for real. All right.
Till next time.
Peace.